Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. As we launch here into the third hour, joining you tonight, it is Ian here.
And Bo.
And Allie.
And, of course, we'll take your calls about what you want, 855-450-FREE. Though the topic du jour this evening has been the draft, it's been the overarching discussion that we've been having throughout the show. The advocates are bubbling up about it again, this time with General Stanley McChrystal speaking out in favor of a draft, and that has resulted in a bunch of media folks as well as op-ed people coming out also in favor of the draft. We can get more into the details of what the proposition is, at least from the New York Times, regarding the draft here in a little bit. But you can also call in about whatever you want. And Robert is on the line here with us. And last week, Allie, we discussed this issue of the cigarette stores, the roll-your-own cigarette stores that have been popping up around the country, especially in more high-taxed cigarette areas where the cigarettes themselves are much higher taxed than, say, the loose tobacco for pipe tobacco. And they've been offering equipment, in some cases very high-dollar equipment, very expensive, fancy rolling machines, and apparently in other cases less high-dollar equipment that maybe runs a little bit slower, to customers to utilize to roll their own cigarettes in the store. So they don't have to have their machine at home. They don't have to spend as much time rolling. They can utilize the store's equipment. But there was a transportation bill, I guess, that passed recently, like within the last week, where there was a provision in that transportation bill that essentially redefined cigarette manufacturers to include these roll-your-own stores. And, Robert, that's what you just finished telling us a few moments ago before we had to go to the news. And I wanted to make sure you had a chance to tell your story. So yeah. What does it mean to be a manufacturer? What kind of crazy regulations were they attempting to place on you?
Well, if you want to be a cigarette manufacturer, first you have to be zoned in a manufacturing area. I'm in a retail little strip mall, so there's no way I can even be zoned that way. Second of all, to be a manufacturer, you need to have your machines licensed. In some cases, they're either $5,000 a pop or up to $100,000, depending on the machine.
And is this the FDA or the USDA? Who does that licensing?
This is the IRS, as I'm aware of. Other than that, I'm not pretty sure the requirements, but to be a manufacturer, you have to seal each pack individually. So now you need sealing equipment. On top of that, you need to make sure they all weigh the same, which they do. You have to have branding and packaging, the state stamp tax. Then you also need a state worker there to verify that the packages are getting their stamps on it. And on top of that, which is the really hard part, is that if you're a manufacturer, you cannot sell to the general public.
Ah, nice. So there's no way that you could qualify, because that was one of my questions when we first heard about this. Well, what do they require? Because we know that these manufacturers' regulations are basically built to only keep the big boys in the business and to keep any upstarts or low-budget operations from coming in and possibly taking market share from big players like the big tobacco guys, R.J. Reynolds and Philip Morris and those folks. They can afford to jump through all these hoops.
They're probably the ones that wrote the regulations.
Absolutely.
Yes. I forgot it's a small child company. Philip Morris is the one who actually did the campaign contributions to Senator Max Baucus of Montana. He's the one who wrote the transportation bill and put in this special earmark that basically designed all these stores to be put out of business, because there's no way we can comply at the same time, work. Because basically what it says, if any customer comes in, sits down, and makes their own cigarette in any kind of establishment, that the establishment is now a manufacturer. Well, how do we be a manufacturer and still can't service the customers, because manufacturers only service wholesale industry?
So if you were to just look at this and say, well, screw this, we're going to keep operating, what would they do to you?
Well, the IRS can come in and throw the book at me because of how many laws that you're breaking through not having the proper permit, license, taxes like that.
Wow. So you essentially
federal crimes and violations and thousands of dollars in fines and jail time.
So you were just put out of business, just wholesale, one stroke of the pen, this bill being signed last week puts you completely out of business. How long had you been operating there in, where are you, Jersey Shore, is that right?
Yes, I'm in Little Egg Harbor, which is maybe 20 minutes away from Atlantic City.
Okay.
I've been in business, well, was, for a year and 4 months. I'm the only store in New Jersey that does it. There's hundreds of stores in other states that do this. The biggest person I know owned 19 stores. He owned those big machines that cost about $45,000 a pop.
Right.
And
he's out of business, too.
Yeah, he had 44 of them, and he still owes money on them.
And how many employees did he have to fire? How many employees did you have to fire?
I laid off 2 employees, and I'm also basically laid off myself. And unfortunately,
right.
As a business owner, I'm not entitled to any unemployment.
Oh, yeah. What happens with your lease, by the way? Don't normally these commercial leases last for something like 5 years?
Yeah, I'm in talks with my landlord right now because I do have a long-term lease. And
how
can I pay my lease if I'm making no money?
You don't have a business.
Exactly. I mean, there's no way I can comply. I could sell loose tobacco, but nobody wants to roll it on a hand crank because it takes 45 minutes to do a pack. If you want to do it really nice, where my machines did it in 20 to 30 minutes. You know, very easily, you don't have to hurt yourself.
So now you've got to come up, you're under an agreement to pay for a retail location. You've got a storefront, and was it like a strip mall or something like that?
Yep. There's 2 other stores in this little mall here.
You got a little storefront there, and you've been open for business for a year. Now all of a sudden these federal regulations have come into play, and they're threatening you with violence. So you either shut down or face whatever violence the IRS or these other regulatory agencies want to bring upon you. And so, of course, most people are going to shut down, but then you have no operation, and so how are you going to pay the rent?
Exactly, and I'm a father of 2, and this is my only means to provide for them. On top of that, since I made mistakes when I was a young teenager, ruined my credit, I was unable to get a vehicle loan. So being a business owner, I leased the vehicle in my company's name. So now I'm also losing my transportation as well.
This is crazy.
You know, this whole, like, what you were doing, what you started up a year and 4 months ago, that is what people try to pretend like America's all about, the American dream, starting a business. You said you made mistakes in the past or with your credit. So now you're finally trying to, not finally, but you are producing something of real value. There are a lot of people out there who are dependent on cigarettes. They can't afford to buy the cigarettes with the taxes on them as they are. It's just too insane. And so people have been rolling their own, wasting all their time at home trying to, with a stupid injector, like you said, it takes forever to try to roll a pack of cigarettes. And so you're creating something of real value, helping people save time, even though they have this addiction to cigarettes.
But it's a threat to big business, and so it must be stopped. You know, here's one of the questions I have, and I'm not a lawyer, but I'm wondering maybe if you've considered this. What about becoming a private club? Would that change how it plays out?
It might. It might not. I'm still waiting for my lawyer to get back to me on that question because some of the people have asked that. And I've inquired my lawyer, but he's still doing legal research on that matter.
Because I know that here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we're doing this show, there was a private club that started up. They ended up going out of business, but that's another story. But the idea was sound, at least, and that was they were going to be a hookah bar. Well, in New Hampshire, there are regulations that say you can't have smoking indoors in a business. And so, therefore, being a private club allowed them to get around that regulation because each person coming in was essentially going to sign up for a membership. And it was like a $20 a year membership. But, in theory, you could make it 2 cents or a dollar or something like that, something trivial. And then, they'd sign an agreement, a membership agreement. And then at that point, they were able to come into this club. They were able to buy, shisha and rent a hookah and sit down and enjoy that. But they could also do bring your own beer. I mean, it was a bring your own beer establishment, and most establishments that are open to the public are not allowed to do that. But because it was a private club, they were able to kind of get around a lot of these regulations. It seems to me like that might be the only hope here, and I wish you the best of luck. I hope you'll let us know what happens down the road as well. And, Robert, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Whether it's cigarette regulations or the draft, anything goes here on Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
There's a legendary piece of equipment in the radio world. It's the CC Radio 2. It has the best AM reception, bar none, thanks to their twin-coil ferrite AM antenna. It also has stellar FM reception, plus ham and weather. I recently got one, and it's the nicest radio I've ever owned. If you're not familiar with the Sea Crane Company, their products are lauded for their quality by experts the world over. I highly endorse the Sea Crane Company. Get the CC Radio 2 at seacrane.com, C-C-R-A-N-E.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free SACL CAI toll free line. You can bring up absolutely anything that you want to. We're here to take your calls. And this evening with you, it is Ian here.
And Bo.
And Allie.
And of course, you can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you. We give them away. You can go and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. We've got the bulletin board system there that allows you to interact on a forum situation with our listeners. bbs.freetalklive.com. We'll take you there. And it's free, of course. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. 18,000 radio stations from around the world can be at your fingertips. Pandora, Opio, Live 365, as well as MP3 tunes. They're all available through C-Crane's CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio. And this thing will work wherever you can get a Wi-Fi signal in your home. Or in your office, or, again, wherever it is you want to take it. You can play your favorite station. You can play from one of those features like Pandora. You can also use their website to kind of organize your stations as well. ccrane.com, C-C-R-A-N-E.com is where you can go to get the CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio. You can, of course, pick up Free Talk Live's live streams as well as LRN.FM through this device. It is an amazing piece of equipment. And if you love radio and you love choices, this thing gives them to you. 18,000 stations. Ccrane.com. That's C-C-R-A-N-E.com. Mention Free Talk Live at checkout and get yourself a free flashlight and free shipping for a limited time. So I think you have through this weekend to take advantage of the free shipping deal at Ccrane.com. As we continue here, Robbie is listening in Arkansas to XM's America's Talk. Hey, Robbie.
Hey, good evening. I believe that we should bring back the draft, and I have a plan for doing so. Let me preface it by this, that the reason my plan would be good is because it would ensure to keep us out of a lot of conflict overseas.
Oh,
and
really?
The plan is basically this. You take away the age limits, you make it from 21 up, and you put in everyone over 21, you put their name in the bucket. And if you're a congressman, your name gets put in 1,000 times. And if you're a military,
that's cute.
If you're a military contractor or a stockholder of a military company who makes weapons for the military, or say Boeing or any of those other companies, then your name gets put in 10,000 times.
I see. And that's very sharp.
What we'll do is to ensure that there's no fraud is have those who are suffering from Agent Orange and those who are suffering from Gulf War syndrome who's had to form little babies. We'll have those people overseeing it to make sure that nobody's hurt the system.
Right, so basically you're not in favor of the draft because you understand
in that situation, yes,
well, right.
If you do it that way.
Right. Well, you must understand, of course, that anybody out there listening to this program, including yourself, will not be the person in charge of reinstating the draft. So, therefore, because that program doesn't have a chance in hell of actually becoming a reality, because it puts congressmen and military-industrial complex people in danger, therefore you are actually against the draft, and that was very tongue-in-cheek, and I appreciated it.
Well, if we did put it that way, though, it would keep us out of a bunch of conflicts, so don't say it can't be done. Have a good day.
It's true.
Thanks for the call, Robbie. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Now, there are people out there that can bend the ear of politicians and will have influence on the way these things are decided. The New York Times op-ed piece, Allie, that you were sharing with us is one of those things. You know, the New York Times being a relatively influential paper, it's, you know, obviously papers are dying, they're having a tough time, but it still exists. Thomas Ricks wrote this, and you were sharing with us earlier what some of the points were that this guy was making. Essentially that 18 months of military service could be, well, available, or forced rather, upon everybody coming out of high school. He says you'd get three options. One of them would be this 18 months basically doing menial labor, like cleaning stuff and folding papers and packing boxes. And then, of course, you could also join the real military as well. And then he says
those who don't want to serve in the Army could perform civilian national service, like you were talking about, Ian, for a slightly longer period and equally low pay. Teaching in low-income areas, cleaning parks, rebuilding crumbling infrastructure, or aiding the elderly. After 2 years, they would receive similar benefits like tuition aid. So, and then this next point I think is really interesting because he makes an exception for libertarians. He says, and libertarians who object to a draft could opt out. So is it really a draft if you can opt out?
Technically, no, but I'm still interested in hearing more.
He says, those who decline to help Uncle Sam, those terrible people, would in return pledge to ask nothing from him. No Medicare, no subsidized college loans, and no mortgage guarantees. Those who want minimal government can have it.
Really? Well, that sounds fantastic.
Let's bring it on.
Do I also get to opt out from the IRS and Social Security and opt out from every other federal government program? Can I do that, too? Because I have a feeling that he doesn't really mean that.
I think that this person must think that So it's funny because I've never had anyone actually suggest that, oh, it's okay if you want to opt out of government, you just can't, you know, benefit from government. So my reply to that is I already don't benefit from government as it is. So why aren't I able to opt out?
Allie, you do drive, don't you?
Yes.
Well, you benefit from the government.
Well, I believe that if it weren't for the government's monopoly on the transportation systems, then I would be better off. So actually, government kind of gets in my way of travel.
Well, yeah, you're forced to use these services whether you like to or not. And if you do pay for gasoline, then you are still technically paying for those particular products or services that the government is offering you. But, you know, it's interesting that he threw that bone in there. Mm-hmm. Like, why they would even acknowledge libertarians. Maybe that's an indicator that these ideas really are becoming more popular, like the liberty ideas are becoming more commonplace in popular culture. And so, therefore, the New York Times, which heretofore has, you know, likely been ignoring libertarians and libertarian candidates and such, you know, essentially this author feels like he has to address it. He feels like, you know, Ron Paul and the liberty movement out there is so big that he can't leave that out. And, of course, he's well aware that should any portions of his ideas come to fruition, because, again, he's not going to write the program. Mm-hmm. He's not going to write the legislation. He's just throwing out his ideas. So he must be aware that, of course, that's not going to be included.
So
whoever writes the program is not going to write in an opt-out provision.
Right. And he obviously, you know, it's sort of telling because he evidently thinks that socializing industries is beneficial because he suggests that, you know, opting out of big government somehow means being able to, so if you didn't have to go into the draft and that somehow someone could live a minimal government life. I mean, maybe in their brain, like in their hearts, they realize the government's just an idea, but you can't really work that system where you just avoid government and all the things that come from it. Because,
it's very difficult.
Like he says, oh, no subsidized college loans. Well, if I wanted to go to college, I'm going to have to pay extra because of the subsidization by government of education.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to have to pay a lot extra, and in effect, paying the extra money for this loan, for these loans that I'm not even taking out.
Well, they want to set up a system where if you want to avoid, I guess, supporting the man, that life is very difficult for you.
Right.
855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. More of this genius's plan here, the New York Times op editorial, where this man is concocting some sort of plot that he wants to foist upon every American youth. As soon as you graduate high school, you'll be given three options. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy, and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's 855-450-FREE. Of course, you can bring up anything you want. That's the point of the program. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com, and you can get interactive there in various different ways. In fact, you can listen online, of course. You can enjoy our live streams in broadband, midband, and narrowband flavors, different size bit rates for different internet connection speeds. You can also get a list of over 100 radio stations that air the show at various different times throughout the week over at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, get information on our satellite listening choices, including two channels on XM that run throughout the entire week. In addition to that, there's our KU band free-to-air satellite channel, the webcam, and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more. As we continue here, we'll give you more information about the planned draft. The article here that planned to return to the draft, it's entitled Let's Draft Our Kids, which is creepy. It's from the New York Times. We'll get back to that. But first, Richard's on the line. Richard, something's going wrong with our call screening software, so I have no idea from where you're calling. Are you in Canada?
Calling from Thunder Bay, Ontario, Canada.
Okay, very good. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Welcome,
the reason,
sir,
I'm calling is that, as you guys know, here in Her Majesty's Socialist Republic of Canada, we have a publicized social Medicare system.
Mm-hmm.
And about 7 years ago in the province of Quebec, there was a decision that was handed down by the Supreme Court that found that it was unconstitutional to not allow people to purchase private medical insurance.
Hmm.
It's something that people have been not really arguing too much about in Canada lately because everybody's just been so happy with our healthcare system, despite the wait times and all that fun stuff. But just recently, some individuals in the province of Alberta are launching a lawsuit against their provincial government to give them the right to purchase private medical insurance. And of
so Quebec has, so hold on, just to clarify, people that are living in the political designation known as Quebec, they can use private medical insurers or private medical providers, but the folks in the rest of Canada cannot?
That's right. That's exactly it. Yeah. It
Got
basically
it.
Happens is that if you need a procedure done that can't be performed in your province, the province will send you to another province, and if it can't be done there, then it gets done in the States. But if you're rich enough, you can just go to the States and choose the doctor, choose the hospital, choose the procedure that you want done, and pay for it out of pocket.
You now, still have to pay into the whole socialized Medicare or medical system?
Absolutely. Yep, everybody has to pay into it.
Right, so you'll still be forced to pay in. Even if you're in Quebec, you'll still be forced to pay into the system, but you can then use some sort of private option on top of that. Sort of in the same way that young people in America can go to a private school, their parents can pay for the private school, but they also have to, in most places, pay for the government schools on top of that.
It's exactly the same thing. But
got it.
A lot of people will say, you know, that's great. You know, if people want to pay money, if they can afford it, then go to the States. But what that does is it takes the money out of the Canadian economy. You're taking money out of here, you're sending it to another country. If there was mm-hmm. doctors in Canada who can perform this, and if they're willing to take the money, then a person should be able to pay that. Now, the problem that I have, I think it's great. I think it's awesome. But, of course, all of my friends and everybody else who doesn't have a clue about, you know, the ideas of liberty or anything like that say, well, what about the person who can't afford health care, and what about the person who could die if they don't have health care? What do we do about those people? And I always say things like, you know, charities and the private sector can always take care of it. But now everybody.
What do they say to you when you give those ideas?
Well, they say that I sound like a right wing American. That's basically it. I mean, whenever anybody talks about privatized health care, instantly people around here just say, well, that sounds American. And you know, without even saying that's good or bad, of course they're implying it's bad.
I think to a lot of people it sounds like a cop out to say, well, someone will do it.
Charity, let the charity do it. Yeah,
but
totally
they don't realize that this whole concern that they have about people not being able to pay, they're not the only ones with this concern. They're not the only ones worried about people not being able to pay. That's why it would exist.
Right. Well, the belief system, I think, it really comes from. Even though they may be able to acknowledge that other people are concerned about that, they must believe ultimately that most people aren't, right? Because to have the position that, oh, well, charity can't handle this or we can't do these things voluntarily is to have the underlying belief system that men are inherently evil and that they're lazy and they're selfish and that they won't assist their fellow man. That is ultimately where I think that belief springs from. And usually if you talk to these people long enough and ask them enough questions, you can get them to reveal that about themselves, that is what they believe about men, that they're the exception to the rule, that, of course, they're concerned and they're worried about the well-being of others. But you, the rest of you, you need to be forced into to helping people.
But then they don't worry that the pharmaceutical companies aren't just going to get behind everything involved in socialized medicine? They don't think that they don't think that bad people, they're like siphoned off. There's no way they can make it up into the high political ranks in order to make these things happen to their own benefit. Like, if you don't give people, if you don't allow for this, you know, huge amount of power, then, you know, whatever evil exists in society is going to be,
reduced to
the individual instead of a huge organization that affects everyone in a huge political territory.
Richard, any other thoughts you want to share?
Yeah, I just have one quick question before you let me go. Now, so people always say the same thing, you know, what about the people who can't afford health care? If we had a privatized system, what about them? You're saying that in the best retort, because I'm always trying to come up with a good answer that makes sense to people, because people just don't get it. The best way to explain it is that, you know, the private sector would take care of it, charities would take care of it, and perhaps they are the ones with the problem that they don't see the good in other people. That's what you're saying, Ian?
I think that's where their viewpoint ultimately comes from, is the belief that people are selfish and that they will not help others. And you can nail that down. But you don't have to rely on just speculation to say that people would take care of folks. There's evidence that shows that that's the case. I mean, mutual aid societies did exist in the United States prior to the government's heavy involvement in medical care. And we already still have charities today that do help people get the treatment they need, whether it's the Shriners helping burn victims, you know, young burn victims, or, you know, fill in the blank of St. Jude Children's Hospital, all kinds of different options. But there would be more of those because money could be allocated individually based on the individual's desires of what they think is important rather than some centralized bureaucracy of so-called experts that supposedly know where all of this money should be allocated. But yeah, you know, feel free to have you know, if you get a chance to have a more lengthy conversation with somebody about this, nail them down and ask them questions about, well, why don't they think that a charity, why don't you think charities would work? Why don't you think mutual aid societies and voluntary associations of individuals right. who want to help others would work. I had a conversation with a police officer, a keen police officer, in the park one night when we were having he dropped off. Thanks for the call. When we were having nightcaps up here, people were kind of hanging out in the park at nighttime, enjoying themselves and enjoying each other's company. And one night they sent a cop out to kind of monitor the situation. So we chatted him up and had a discussion. And he told me that he believes in taxes even because he doesn't like to pay them and that he wouldn't pay if there weren't taxes. So he feels like he needs to be told what to do, and he needs to and he knows there are other people that are like him. And I didn't ask him whether or not he believed that most people were that way, but it was interesting to have somebody make that admission, like, yeah, I am that selfish. Yeah, I'm that guy that the Democrats are worried about or whatever. I'm that guy, because he probably is a Republican or whatever. And so that's him. And so he must believe that there are a lot of people like that, and so they're just going to all hoard their money together, and they would never help another person, and it's ridiculous.
Well, to suggest... Go ahead, Bo.
Well, I was just going to say, one thing I like to ask people who advocate socialized health care is would you personally force me to comply with the program?
That's a good one.
I mean, if they're not willing to do that, then how can they justify sending somebody with... a badge and authority and a gun.
If it's for the good of the country, then yes, I would, Bo.
We'll come back here and continue. Of course, you can bring up anything that you want. 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. And it again comes back to the idea that you know, everybody knows what's best for these people, know what's best for everybody else. And, of course, nothing could be further from the truth. We could have a much better healthcare system without government monopolization of it. We could have more competition, more innovation, lower prices, better customer service. It's all possible. It's Free Talk Live.
I've been told no in many different ways.
I give you an order and you're going to obey it.
You can do that
and you have to leave here.
You cannot bring silence to the rally.
Walk with me.
I'm comfortable here, actually.
Whoa,
excuse
whoa,
me.
Whoa, whoa,
hey,
hey, hey,
hey,
hey,
who do you think
excuse
me?
There is no video, audio, allowing this officer.
No, I have work today. This is
you ain't gonna make
wait for me out. Now, wait a minute.
Whoa,
hey, oh my god, unbelievable.
Because you scared me.
What am I
being
detained for?
You're being served.
What is this? What is this?
Bureaucrats have a funny way of telling people no.
Coming this summer, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. See the trailer now at victimlesscrimespree.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you would like to help Free Talk Live, you can shop with us. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through the links you'll find on that page. There's Amazon Canada, Amazon UK, and Amazon US. And then you can buy whatever it is you're looking for. So maybe you need to get some sort of fancy electronic device, or you just want to buy a book, or whatever it is you are interested in. They'd likely carry it, because there are dozens of categories in which you can shop. Free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of items, and you can even buy used as well. So go to shop.freetalklive.com and get your shopping taken care of. Now, there are other ways to shop on Amazon. In fact, the folks over at spendbitcoins.com will allow you to actually spend your bitcoins at Amazon, and they'll still send sales through the Free Talk Live Amazon link, too. So you can actually spend bitcoins at Amazon through spendbitcoins.com and help Free Talk Live. But you need to know more about the Bitcoin before you jump into it. Go to weusecoins.org to learn more about bitcoins. There's a nice little less-than-two-minute video on the front page there that will give you a great rundown. But essentially, it's a decentralized currency that's completely digital and that is not issued by some sort of government agency or some kind of mega corporation or even a minor corporation. It's not even corporate at all. It's not a business. There's no entity behind the Bitcoin. There's just an open source project programmed by a variety of people who have an interest in creating a currency that is really useful and doesn't pass through any of the gatekeepers' hands. I mean, the Bitcoins are amazing technology, and they're changing the world. And you can become a part of it. Go to weusecoins.org to learn more, and then go to bitinstant.com. And bitinstant.com will allow you to get your hands on your very first bitcoins by depositing cash at any major, like a lot of banking institutions, as well as even 7-Eleven, Western Union, other places like that. So once again, bitinstant.com to get your bitcoins. All right, let's go to the phones and to you and your thoughts. Let's talk to Robert, listening to XM. Robert, you're listening to America's Talk. Hello there.
Hello?
Robert, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, okay, let me turn this radio down.
Always a good idea. It can be very confusing with the radio on in the background.
Okay, I was calling. I'm a Vietnam vet. And I know we had the draft when I was in. I did enlist on my own. And quite a few of my friends, they waited and got drafted. The only difference is they generally stay in for a little less time than I did. And when you're out there on the field, you can't look at anybody and tell whether they're a draft, whether they're drafted or they volunteered. Because when you're getting shot at, and everybody that's in combat gets shot at eventually, you all look the same. You all bleed the same. So you're really not fighting for God and country. You're fighting for your butt. You want to keep from, you know, getting killed. And
I get what you're saying. Do you think that the draft is a good idea?
Actually, yeah, because if you put more people in, you don't have the same old people re-rotating back in country. That is, I don't know whether you realize it, they've got a lot of people after about the second or third time they're starting to commit suicide.
Right. So after this whole experience, like, you know what war is like. You talk about how everyone gets shot at. Do you feel like there's a moral dilemma with putting people in that situation against their will?
Well, actually, man is immoral anyhow. And if you're gonna end up going either there or here, yeah, I got a feeling that it ain't gonna be long before they're gonna be fighting right here in the United States.
Let me see if I understood what you just said. You said man is immoral anyhow, so therefore, because you believe man is immoral, that it's totally okay to force people into the military?
Yeah, I try not to be immoral.
Well, I understand what you try, and no, that's not exactly what I meant. I know that's how it came out, but it's not hard to say, but it's hard to get somebody to understand who hasn't went through it. And it's always been that way. It's not just,
But I know people who have been through the military and they regret it.
I understand. They regret it, but you don't understand until you've actually been there.
But I don't want to understand that. I don't have an interest in understanding that. I don't want to understand what it's like to shoot at somebody or be shot at. I'm not interested in that.
Believe it or not, I understand that. But the thing is, the more people you get over there and get it done, you can get all of them back home.
Get what done? They haven't gotten anything done in Korea. They're still there.
Yes, that's true. They got a momentary 50-year-old truce going on.
Momentary, yeah.
Yeah,
Robert,
well,
thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. I appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. Let's continue with Andrew listening in Phoenix to XM's America's Talk. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's on your mind?
Well, I'm kind of against the draft right now, especially with the way the economy is. It's just going to hurt it even more than it already is.
Well, now, when you say it'll hurt it more, what do you mean?
Well, because when they draft people, are they not getting paid, getting medical benefits? You know, so on and so forth, and then when they get out, if they're wounded, they're going to be requiring medical care for a good portion of their life. Or
you're correct. It'll definitely increase the costs of operating the U.S. government and the military branch, and that will certainly be a drain on the economy. But there's another factor that you're missing, and that is that you're taking those people out of the productive economy. So instead of having them maybe, you know, working at a grocery store or working at an auto repair place or working at wherever it is they work, whatever it is their vocation, their career, their entrepreneurship is, they are no longer doing that. Now they're taking an order from the military. They're not providing a product or service on a voluntary basis to the open market or the, you know, relatively the somewhat open market that we currently have today. And so all of their efforts will be then put towards the bureaucracy and the goals of the bureaucracy, which, of course, are to blow up ordnance and to kill people and to provide money for the military-industrial complex. So all of that money will become wasted at that point because it won't be going to anything productive.
Exactly. I mean, you know, I served in the Marine Corps. You know, I did my 5-year enlistment. I got out. You know, I wanted to do the whole career thing, but it just didn't pan out the way I wanted. And, you know, I mean, the way I look at it right now with the way the economy is and everything, you know, whether or not they want to do it or not, drafting them isn't necessarily the right thing. You know, the military is mostly all volunteer anyways, and as long as the conflict is not per se World War II size, you know, or Vietnam, where, you know, they were needing bodies after bodies due to the conflict, there's no reason to do a draft anyway.
But you would support, you know? But let me see if I'm clear on something. if some military brass or a president or whoever, Congress says, well, we need more bodies, then you'd be fine with a draft at that point?
No. I'd have to say it all depends on the conflict. You know, if it was as big a scale as, say, World War II.
Well, that's what he's saying here. McChrystal, the general, this former commander, has said that, well, this is too long of a conflict. It's going on. We're going to have more wars. So if we're going to have more wars, we're going to have more people. I mean, that's essentially the argument they're making.
Yeah, but at the time right now, why bring it up as an option? Because it hasn't proceeded to be bigger.
Well, because they can foresee that more wars are something they want. I mean, governments, war is the health of the state. This is something that they are counting on for the future of their organization.
There's nothing that keeps them from making these wars bigger. It's in their incentive to make more war.
Which is exactly right. You know, I mean, in order to start a war, though, you need to act to Congress. As long as you can get the people to tell the Congress, well, we don't want this going on right now.
Congress hasn't listened to the people.
Congress hasn't enacted a war since World War II, but there have still been the Korean War, the Vietnam War, the Gulf War. So the term war, again, is just this legalese term that really obviously doesn't mean anything because they don't have to go through that process and enact war. My concern, Andrew, while I agree with a lot of what you've said, certainly about the economic factors of the draft, that you're not coming at it from a principled perspective. You're more looking at pragmatic reasons for what you think are important. But if the war were the right war, then you might change your mind and decide to support the draft. And my position is that if there's a reason to get into a conflict, then people will join up. I mean, they will do whatever it is that it takes, whether it's defending their own property in their own home or joining up with some sort of mercenary force or whatever, this group of people that wants to go around the world and do things. I'm not interested in that personally, but I totally support people defending themselves and defending their own property. But I don't think we need a centralized government bureaucracy to facilitate any of that. I think that people can take care of themselves, don't you?
Oh, yes. I totally agree.
Glad to have you on board. Thanks, Andrew, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Let's go quickly to Drew listening to XM as well. Drew, you're on Free Talk Live with the remaining moments here. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going?
You got about 20 seconds. Go quick.
Alrighty, 5 years in the Army, 2 years in Iraq. The volunteers that already joined, they're hard enough to keep control. I was a team leader in Iraq in 2008. We had guys trying to kill themselves and try to get out of the conflict in any way they could. So if you draft a bunch of guys who don't want to be there, the results are going to even be more disastrous.
Even worse. Drew, I wish we had more time to talk to you. If you want, call us at the top of the show, 7 o'clock Eastern Time tomorrow. We'd be happy to talk to you more about your experience because I appreciate hearing from you tonight. And we'll see you then online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
What has happened to America, and when did it become okay for the government to extort wealth from the American people? As a former law enforcement officer, I have explained in my new book, In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, how absolute property ownership has been denied to the American people, how and why inflation is fleecing America, how law enforcement officers are being used to suppress and criminalize the beliefs of liberty and freedom. In Plain Sight explains how we can restore what was once a free America. Get your copy of In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth today at Amazon.com.
Hey, college students. The Independent Institute in Oakland, California is putting on the Challenge of Liberty seminar this summer. You can spend a week connecting with other liberty-minded students from around the world, attending seminars with libertarian luminaries, and grappling with pressing issues facing the world's economy and its people. Go to seminar.freetalklive.com. It's $195 for the class and $300 for the room and meals at the beautiful Notre Dame de Namur University in Belmont, California. Seminar.freetalklive.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health, order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.